A group representing traditional owners from the Murray-Darling Basin is calling for changes to the Water Act, which it says doesn't fully meet Australia's international obligations. The Murray-Lower Darling River's Indigenous Nations says the Act doesn't sufficiently recognise the rights and interests of Indigenous Australians. It's made a submission to South Australia's Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin, which is holding public hearings today. Will Mooney is the Executive Officer of the Murray-Lower Darling River's Indigenous Nations. He's speaking here to Sarah Sedgi.
So today, Mildred, will be providing evidence to the Royal Commission, outlining our concerns about how Australia's water law recognises Indigenous rights and interests to water. We'll be highlighting to the Royal Commission that Australia's current water law and policy, as included in the Commonwealth Water Act, is substantially inconsistent with international best practice and standards around the recognition of Indigenous rights and interests in water, particularly in relation to the provisions contained in the Murray-Darling Basin Plan that require consultation with Aboriginal people by state governments in determining how water resources should be managed. We will be arguing that those requirements are weak and do not line up with Australia's obligations as stipulated in international agreements and conventions, including the Convention on Biological Diversity and the Ramsar Convention.
So what specifically in the Water Act do you want changed?
There are two key sections in the Commonwealth Water Act that relate to the recognition of Indigenous rights and interests in preparing the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. Obviously, we know the Basin Plan has a huge impact on how water resources across the whole Murray-Darling Basin are managed. The two sections in that Act, 21 and 22, are insufficient and weak. They provide very weak provisions, and all they require is the state governments to effectively have a conversation with Aboriginal people. They don't require those governments to actually meaningfully consider Aboriginal people's rights and interests to manage water and to own water resources on their country.
And last month, the Federal Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources, David Littleproud, announced $40 million of funding for cultural and economic water entitlements for Indigenous basin communities, as well as some additional funding for economic development projects. Does that help to rectify the situation?
It's certainly a very welcome step forward. We welcome the Minister's announcement and the allocation of funding. But to put that into perspective, $40 million across the whole scope of the basin, over 75,000 Indigenous people within the basin, with the current price of water, that is not going to address the scale of the issue. Aboriginal people have suffered for centuries from the displacement from country and operating within a water management framework that is based on the dispossession of Aboriginal people. So $40 million, an allocation to start acquiring water rights for Aboriginal people, is certainly a welcome step. And we want to work closely with the government to make sure that that's implemented and rolled out properly, but it, by no stretch of the imagination is it sufficient to address the scale of the problem. And that's why we need to see systemic change, transformative change at the level of Australia's water legislation, Australia's key water legislation, the Commonwealth Water Act.
That's Will Mooney, the Executive Officer of the Murray-Lower Darling River's Indigenous Nations, speaking to Sarah Sedgi.